In this week's parasha, we read where Bilam was hired to do a job, to do what he does best, to curse the Jewish people. However, each time he attempted to curse Klal Yisrael, he was unsuccessful. So he changes locations. He even changed positions within the same location. Before each attempt to curse Klal Yisrael, Bilam built 7 altars and offered 7 sacrifices. Bilam's rationale was, if one place is not working, then that means that this particular area is not conducive for my mission, and therefore, I must change the location. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Avram Avinu was the antithesis of Bilam HaRasha. Avram never changed locations. Avram embodied the idea of having a makam kavua, a set place for davening. The Gemara says, Kala kaveya makam litfilasai, one who sets a fixed place for his prayer, Elekei Avram ve'ezrai. Hashem assists him in his prayers. How do we know this? Says the Gemara, we know this from Avram Avinu, because the Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram babayker. Avram woke up early in the morning and davened shachris. Where? El hamakam asher amad sham. He went back to the place where he davened previously, at the same exact place he always davens. Avram personified makam kavua. Avram said, it's not the location that is the problem. If my tefillah is not effective, that means I have to change myself. I must be more diligent. I must turn up the intensity of my tefillah. I have to immerse myself in a process of self-analysis and contemplation and daven with more kavana, with more intent. Avram went back al hamakam asher amad sham. He said, I'll stay at the same location and I'll work on improving myself. People have the mentality of, if I need a Yeshua or if I need to daven for something, that means I will have to get on a plane and daven by a kever of a tzaddik in a distant country. It often seems as if the yearning and longing we have for spiritual enlightenment is in direct proportion to its distance. The further, the better. But the Torah tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, Ki ha-mitzvah hazois lo neflesi memcha. Torah and its observance is not illogical. V'loi rechoika hi. Nor is it beyond our reach. Loi b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. V'loi me'ever le'yom hi. Neither is it beyond the sea. But rather, it is extremely close to you. We don't need to climb over tall mountains to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are in full-blown panic mode because Ukraine may be inaccessible in Rosh Hashanah. But we don't need to fly to Uman or Meron or Karistir to daven for Yeshua. We don't need to travel to foreign countries to find inspiration. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. The beauty of Judaism is that Hashem is close to us whenever and wherever on the globe we find ourselves in. We don't need tzaddikim from foreign countries to intercede on our behalf. L'choil ashi yikri'ihu be'emes. Hashem listens to whoever calls out to him in tefillah. Ki ata shamea tefillas kolpe. Hashem listens to everyone's tefillah. He's our strength in our every step, our inspiration in our every thought. Karav Hashem l'nishberei lev. He's our hope in our every despair. He's right here beside us, if we would just open up our eyes. There's an apocryphal story told about an American Jewish woman in her 60s who traveled to North India to see a celebrated guru. There were huge crowds waiting to see the holy man, but she pushed through, saying that she needed to see him very urgently. Eventually, after weaving through the swaying crowds, she asked to speak with the elusive guru himself. She was told that he's in the middle of intense meditation, and it may still take many hours before she may see him. She insisted that it is extremely urgent and that she only needed a few seconds of his time. Sensing her desperation and urgency, they granted her request. And she finally entered the tent and stood in the presence of the Master himself. What she said that day was very succinct and has entered the realm of legend. She said 3 words. Marvin, come home. Then again a little louder for emphasis. Marvin, listen to your mother. Enough already. Come home. We don't need to travel across the globe to find ourselves. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.